Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios by Scott Milner. He's the program coordinator of Alpine Artisans and the director of Two Valleys Stage in the Sealy Swan Valley. Welcome to Montana Public Radio.
Thank you, Michael.
Alpine Artisans is the parent group putting on a number of events, coordinating arts and activities in the valley. Two Valleys Stage, a series of concerts. We're going to talk about a concert happening tonight at 7:30. The Bottom Line Duo is playing. But maybe I'll have you talk a little bit about Alpine Artisans, the parent group, and the kinds of initiatives that the group undertakes.
Alpine Artisans originally started about 1991 as an arts community support organization. Artists living in the Sealy Swan basically got together to show what they could do and show their arts off. And it has grown and expanded as well as a community support organization or an organization that facilitates communication and display of art. It also assists the artists in actually selling their work. So there's those two branches that affect primarily the visual arts. Then Alpine Artisans also sponsors a wonderful open book club where you can go basically once a month for free to hear well-known, primarily Montana authors speak. It's very popular. And then we also have a community cinema, primarily showing nature and Western-themed films. Some of them have been shown on PBS. Others are a little more obscure. And then Two Valleys Stage is the performing arts wing underneath Alpine Artisans. So Two Valleys Stage then brings in four or five public community concerts for the Sealy Swan area at a low cost. And then we send our artists into the schools for a residency of 2 days worth of school outreach.
I know that's always been a very important part of what Two Valleys Stage and these groups coming to the Valley is about, is getting them into the schools, bringing music or other kinds of arts to populations that don't otherwise get to see it. The Bottom Line Duo performing tonight, we can certainly talk a little bit about that, but you've also got concerts in November, January, and in April. Talk about your series.
Well, we start the series with Montana Shakespeare in the Parks, a free performance. This year we did Henry V, last year it was Hamlet. We're in our fourth consecutive year of bringing in Montana Shakespeare in the Parks at the Double Arrow. That's a great way to open up the season. This year, as you said, we're starting off with the Bottom Line Duo at the Swan Valley School in Condon at 7:30.
Bass and cello.
Yes. Spencer Hovescaland plays contrabass. His wife, Tracy, plays cello. They're both virtuosic, classically trained classical performers, inspired a little bit by Victor Borge when you put together a great performer with the ability to be humorous about the repertory. The timing that these two bring to the performance is truly outstanding. Just to sketch out the season then, all the concerts are Sundays. Most of them are at 3 p.m. The first two are in Condon at Swan Valley School, and the second two are in Sealy Lake at Sealy Swan High School. The next concert will be Patrick Ball, November 17th. He knocked me out and the other members of our selection committee. By the way, he evokes the world of Celtic lore and legend. He's a harpist and actor, so he creates theater right there in his performance, and then he's a first-rate player of the Irish steel string harp, which is an unusual instrument that you're not going to hear too much, and this guy's a master of it, and he blends the harp with his stories. So that's Patrick Ball. He's an actor and a musician. Then moving on to end of January is cowboy yodeler Wiley Gustafson.
Wiley in the Wild West.
Wiley in the Wild West. He is a fantastic yodeler and a wonderful singer in a Western vein. He's just going to evoke in his songs the way of life on the high line, the ranching way of life. It's a deep and rich part of our culture that he's going to evoke. So I'm really looking forward to that.
The final concert, April 13th, Double Pianos.
This is a very interesting an unusual opportunity. We happen to have a descendant of Alexander Zalotti living in the Sealy Swan. So there's this local connection. The great-granddaughter of this Alexander Zalotti, who was a piano teacher and conductor at the Russian Conservatory, late 19th century, early 20th century, we have the opportunity to present some of Alexander Zalotti's arrangements and music by his primary student, Sergei Rachmaninoff. We have two fantastic pianists from the U of M, Stephen Hesla and Barbara Blagan, to perform. if everything goes right, and I believe it will, we will be bringing in two concert grands to perform at Seeley Swan High School, which is unprecedented. This is a very unusual concert, and it should be not only very entertaining, but also educational.
That's the April 13th concert. We're talking with Scott Milner of Alpine Artisans and the Two Valleys Stage, the Bottom Line Duo, playing tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Swan Valley School.
So also this weekend is a major event in Seeley Lake, which is the Tamarack Festival combined with Brewfest. This is put on by the Seeley Lake Area Chamber of Commerce.
Other activities happening through the day in the Seeley Swan Valley. The Tour of the Arts continues today. Here's a couple of phone numbers for information if you'd like to find out more. It's 677-0717 or online at alpineartisans.org. I've been speaking with Scott Milner, the program coordinator of Alpine Artisans and the director of Two Valleys Stage. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Michael.